Insight Now has a dedicated live channel on SBS On Demand. That means episodes of Insight play back-to-back non-stop. Go to SBS On Demand, scroll down to the featured live channels, and then select Insight. It's that easy.
You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine and Russia are escalating their attacks on each other, with no end in sight. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the U.S. is offering security guarantees for a peace deal in Ukraine if Ukraine gives up the eastern region of Donbas to Russia. Mr. Zelensky says abandoning defensive line in Donbas would be a major security risk and is accusing U.S. President Donald Trump of placing pressure on Ukraine in negotiations.
Therefore, I believe that withdrawing from the east of our country poses a high risk in Ukraine, to Europe, and ultimately a failed peace poses a big risk for Trump and his team, which is why we need to talk, especially since if all three parties want the war to end, then they need to hold at least one meeting at the leadership level to discuss the issues of territory and security guarantees. These are the two key issues. Territory and security guarantees, and no such meeting has been organized as yet. The mediator here is the United States of America. I believe that all the necessary opportunities are at their hands.
Тут посередник Сполучені Штати Америки вважає, що в їх руках ці можливості.
He's worried the U.S. may stop supplying Ukraine with weapons as it escalates its own war against Iran.
The U.S. haven't stopped our supplies. I'm very grateful to President Trump, to his team, and to everyone. They haven't stopped our supplies. But the supply of Patriot missiles isn't as large as we need. Are we afraid it will stop? Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I won't speculate on how long we'll be able to hold out after that.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov says that the Kremlin welcomes U.S. efforts to bring about peace in Ukraine.
We welcome the continuation of efforts by the American side aimed at ensuring conditions for reaching a settlement in Ukraine.
Mr. Zelensky says his country is increasing its own production of drones and interceptors to counter Russia's threat.
We will respond to every one of their attacks. We're speaking about this completely openly. Russia, aside from the pressure, and as we can see, the pressure on Russia from the world is actually decreasing. I'm not talking about the reasons right now, but we can see changes in sanctions policy. That's why, unlike everyone else, or many in the world, Ukraine has its own sanctions. These are them. These are our responses. They must feel the pressure. If Ukraine doesn't respond to their strikes, Russia will simply continue. It won't even consider a pause in this war.
Earlier, Russia reported its air defenses had downed 389 Ukrainian drones in its largest overnight attack on Russia and Crimea since the Russia-Ukraine war in 2022. Just the day before that, Russia launched almost 1,000 drones and dozens of missiles at civilian areas of Ukraine. Ukrainian authorities reported that attack killed at least 6 people, injuring around 50. Russia is maintaining its pause on peace talks due to the war in the Middle East. But Russian official Yuri Ushkovov says the U.S. has provided updates since it spoke with Ukrainian delegates on the weekend.
It means that they held the talks and they provided us with a detailed briefing on the results. We know where we stand and where they stand now.
According to the mayor of Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, Ihor Terekhov, Russia's latest drone attack on that city has injured 9 people. One of the strikes damaged the house where a 75-year-old woman lived. Her daughter-in-law, Oksana Shalomova, describes the state of shock she was in.
We're in shock because the house has been destroyed and is badly damaged. You can see this side of the building. But the yard is destroyed on the opposite side. The kitchen is destroyed. There was a fire on the upper floor.
Stray Ukrainian military drones struck a chimney at a power station in Estonia, just 2 kilometers from the Russian border, after entering the country's airspace via Russia. Another stray Ukrainian military drone entered the airspace of Latvia. At the same time, Russian officials said a Ukrainian drone attack set fire to oil facilities at Russia's Baltic seaports of Primorsk and Ust-Luga, major export hubs located near Estonia and Finland. Meanwhile, Russia says the U.S. has briefed Russia with details on its latest talks with Ukraine. Helena Krishnamurti, SBS News.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more? Tune in from the 1st of May.
On DAB Radio, online.
The SBS Audio app.
And SBS On Demand.